Welcome back to NewsRamp Legal for Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. Peck Law Corporation advocates for nursing home abuse victims in Orange County. Peck Law Corporation advocates for nursing home abuse victims in Orange County, offering legal guidance and support to families dealing with mistreatment. Specializing in various forms of abuse, including physical and emotional, the firm assists in investigating and pursuing compensation for damages. Operating on a contingency fee basis, Peck Law Corporation aims to hold responsible parties accountable and protect the rights of vulnerable residents.
Met H. Fence Co. educates Arvada homeowners on avoiding property line disputes and code violations during fence projects. Documented, Met H. Fence Co. is educating Arvada homeowners on avoiding property line disputes and code violations during fence projects. Many mistakenly assume existing fences sit on legal property lines, but building on a neighbor's land can lead to costly disputes. Understanding local guidelines and consulting with professionals is crucial. For more information, visit MH Fenceco's Arvada page or call 303-944-9704. Arizona appeal challenges constitutional violations in case where billionaire secured permanent injunction without evidence. An Arizona appeal challenges constitutional violations in a case where a billionaire secured a permanent injunction without evidence, raising concerns of prior restraint and due process failures. The appeal argues for the vacatur of the injunction and highlights structural failures, including destroyed discovery and an undisclosed judicial relationship. A three-judge panel is expected to be assigned soon to address these issues.
Canadian judges accused of covering up Itaipu pension fund fraud. Canadian judges accused of covering up Itaipu pension fund fraud. Paraguayan lawyer Julio Benitez filed a complaint with the Canadian Judicial Council, alleging senior Ontario judges protected a massive judicial fraud involving the Itaipu Binacional pension fund. The complaint accuses judges of enabling false judgments, suppressing banking evidence, and protecting financial actors linked to millions allegedly diverted through Swiss and Canadian accounts. The case has had significant consequences for pension fund members and Paraguayan taxpayers. Investor news breaks: Lunai Bioworks Inc. targets alleged naked short sellers and securities fraud lawsuit. Lunai Bioworks Inc. has filed a federal securities fraud lawsuit in Delaware, alleging naked short sellers manipulated trading in its common stock. The complaint cites SEC Regulation SO violations, with failures to deliver shares exceeding baseline rates. The lawsuit seeks damages, injunctive relief, and legal cost recovery, with expedited discovery to identify defendants and halt manipulative trading. Apple agrees to pay $250 million settlement in iPhone AI lawsuit. Apple has agreed to pay a $250 million settlement in the United States to resolve a lawsuit over its artificial intelligence marketing for recent iPhones. The case focused on claims that the company misled customers about the capabilities and availability of new AI features promoted under the name Apple Intelligence. Companies like Core AI Holdings, Inc. will look at this case as a significant development in the tech industry.
I have thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.